6:31, and good evening to you, and welcome to the Gospel Music Buffet. Going to be with you until about 8 o'clock Eastern Time, and got lots and lots of great old Southern Gospel tonight. And got to mix a little bit of everything, but a bunch of old Southern Gospel. What do you say we start worshiping together right now with the Hoppers? And come on, children, let's sing. That's the Hoppers, and come on, children, let's sing. 6:35, with the inspiration.
Trouble sometimes are here, filling men's hearts with fear. Freedom we all hold dear, now is at stake. Humbling your heart to God, saves from the chastening rod. Seek the way pilgrims trod, Christians away.
Heavenward bound.
Troubles will soon be o'er, happy forevermore, when we meet on that shore, free from all care, rising up in the sky, telling this world goodbye. Homeward we then shall fly, glory to share.
Jesus is coming soon,
morning or night or noon, many will meet their doom, trumpets will
sound, loudly sound,
all of the dead
shall rise,
righteously
in the sky,
going
where no one dies,
heavenward
bound. Jesus is coming soon,
morning or
night or noon,
many will meet their doom, and
trumpets will sound,
loudly sound,
and all of the dead shall rise.
That's Ivan Parker, and wait till you see me in my new home. 6:40, and good evening. I'd like to do a big shout-out to Duetta Merritt, listening down in Somerset, Kentucky. Here's Jason Crabb.
When I think of how he came so far from glory, among the lonely, such as I, to suffer pain and such disgrace on Mount Calvary, he take my place. So I ask myself this question: who am I? Will you make welcome the Isaacs, Sonia and Becky? answer I may never know. Why he ever loved me so, the true and old rugged cross he would go for. I'm reminded of his words. I'll leave you never. How many is thankful for that? And just be true. I give to you life forever and forever. I wonder what I could have done to please God's only Son, to fight my battles until they're all won. For you,
Jason Crabb teaming up with the Isaac Spania, doing a beautiful rendition of Who Am I? 644 and good evening. Want to do a big shout out to Simi Valley, California, and Sharon Crane listening out there. God bless you, Sharon. Thank you so much. I hope the music gives you a blessing on this Lord's Day. Also, Sue Lockard listening down in Bronston, Kentucky. This next song I'm going to play is a lady who I've really grown to love her music. And it really takes you back to the roots of the gospel music, especially here in Kentucky. But she's got such a beautiful voice, and she sings with so much conviction. And every time I hear this song, I can close my eyes. And when I close my eyes, I'm standing next to a little country church. And it's raining outside. And there's some folks gathered around a grave out in the graveyard, and they're saying goodbye to a loved one. And this song in my mind is kind of playing in the background. Now, you shouldn't be sad, because this is a beautiful time. It's a transition from this life, which is but a vapor, into eternity. Here's Rhonda Vincent.
When my way was long and all hope was gone, I saw eternity. I reached out to take God's hand. He gave me strength and helped me stand to walk the stairway leading to His promised land. Promised land. My soul is filled with purpose. table filled by God's own grace. I've journeyed to my final home, sweet promised land. Tears will never fill my eyes. I've reached my home up in the sky. This perfect place. God's gift to us, eternal life. Open your heart and journey to His promised land. Promised land, His promised land. So softly sings the angel band. My soul is filled. Take your place, a table filled by God's own grace. I've journeyed to my final home, sweet promised land. I've journeyed to
Rhonda Vincent, His Promised Land. 6:49, and I told you I'm going to be playing a lot of old classic Southern gospel this evening. Here's a classic by the Happy Goodman.
Well, I wouldn't make nothing for my journey now. I got to make it to heaven somehow. Though the devil tempt me and try to turn me around. For everything that's got a name, all the wealth I want, and worldly fame is for good. Still, I wouldn't take nothing for a journey now.
Ain't nothing in the world that'll ever take the place of God's love. Silver and gold could never buy mighty touch from above. When my soul needs healing and I begin to feeling His power, I can say thank the Lord I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now.
Well, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. I'd rather make it to heaven somehow. Though the devil tempt me and tried to turn me around. He's offered everything that's got a name, all the wealth I want, and worldly fame is for good. Still, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now.
Well, I started out traveling for the Lord many years ago. I've had a lot of heartache, met a lot of grief and woe. But when I was stumbled, little but humbled down, and there I could say I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now.
Well, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. I thought I'd make it to heaven somehow. Though the devil tempt me and he tries to turn me around. Journey now. Well, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. I gotta make it to heaven somehow. Though the devil take me and he tries to turn me around. He's offered everything that's got a name, all the wealth I want, the worldly fame, but still I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Yeah, but still I wouldn't take nothing for my journey.
The Happy Goodmans, and I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. 652, big shout out to Christine Black, listening down in Somerset, Kentucky, and she says, I hope you have something from Jeff and Sherry Easter. And you know what? Coming up in a few minutes, I just may have something from Jeff and Sherry.
In the meantime, won't there be a hallelujah meeting when we step on the other side? When the saints of old standing with the greetings to welcome us across the tide. We'll lift glad hands together, go shouting up through the land. And when you think it's just about ended, it'll happen all over again.
Oh, what a celebration for getting where we've been. Now we're standing on the top of Zion, triumphant over sin. First the angels will stop singing, then the doorbells start ringing. Then prepare ye all of heaven, oh, when the saints go marching in.
Oh, won't that be a hallelujah meeting when we step on the other side? When the saints of old are standing with the greeting to welcome us across the tide. We'll lift glad hands together, go shout all through the land. And when you think it's just about ended, it'll happen all over again.
Well, I've been laughed at here for shouting since many long years ago. But I got more than just religion. When Jesus saved my soul, I got a way down deep salvation like no mortal tongue could tell. And a standing invitation to a hallelujah spell. Oh,
won't that be a hallelujah,
hallelujah time? When the saints
are welcome us across the time, we'll leave our hands and shout out through the land. And when you think it's just about ended, it'll happen all over again.
That's the Hensons and Hallelujah Meeting 655, and I'm sitting here smiling because if any of my old friends from the Catholic high school where I graduated from, Bishop Donahue High School, up in McMacken, West Virginia, would tune in, and they're like, what happened to Frank? He used to be Catholic. Well, guys, it happened back in November of 1973 when I was going to a revival, and I felt the love of God, and I fell under conviction. I went to the front of the church, and I made a profession of faith, and my life changed ever since then. And instead of doing things out of fearing God, and I found that much of my life that I had spent as a Catholic, I always had a fear of dying in a state of mortal sin. Venial sin would just send you to purgatory. And by the way, when I say this, I'm not saying it with any sort of levity. I'm saying it with much sincerity and much love. The first scripture I ever learned was John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but shall have everlasting life. And I learned that scripture when I went to Bible school, when I would go spend about 2 weeks with my Aunt Kathleen. And she sent us to Bible school, and we were all assigned to scripture at the end of Bible school. We put on a little program, and that was my scripture. But that scripture stuck with me. And I cannot say enough good about the Catholic high school that I went to and the wonderful nuns that taught me and the priests. They were marvelous and beautiful, beautiful souls. But just something happened to me in 1973 that I had no control over. And that's why I'm sitting on here today, sharing with you my love of God and my love of beautiful Southern gospel music. Oh, got a little choked up on that. I love this song. It's a classic. It's Squire Parsons. Sweet Beulah Land.
Oh, just across the river to where my pain is gonna end in sight. There's just a few more days to live, then I must take
Parsons and Sweet Beulah Land. 1 minute past seven. I'm going to send this next song out, of course, to everybody, but one of my listeners especially loves the Cathedrals, as do I. Here's the Cathedrals and Boundless Love.
There is not a mother, sister, friend, or brother loves the way that Jesus can. He proved his love for me when he died on Calvary. He gave his life for fallen.
Love. trill part again for me. I love that feel.
Jesus wants to love you. There is none above you. You are precious in His sight. He will never fail you. When the doubts assail you,
Cathedrals and boundless love. 6 minutes past seven, and good evening to you. And I hope you're getting a blessing from the music and enjoying the show. Going to be hanging out with you until 8 o'clock. Here's J.D. Sumner and the Stamps.
I want to dig a little deeper in God's love.
I want to dig
a little deeper in His love.
I want to
dig a little deeper in the storehouse, all His love, eternal love. Oh, I wanna talk
a little more like my Jesus would.
I wanna walk
a little more like a Christian should.
I wanna
dig a little deeper in the storehouse, all His love, eternal love.
Dear Lord,
oh dear Lord, to Thee
I long to be.
Dig a little deeper in the storehouse, all His love, eternal love.
I want to shine,
I want to shine
in love sublime,
in love sublime.
Oh, I want to
dig a little deeper in the storehouse, all His love, eternal love.
Oh, I want to
dig a little deeper in God's love.
I try to sing the bass parts with J.D. Sumner. Of course, it's, you know, that's a laugh. I can get down pretty low when I'm singing to it. But J.D. Sumner was what they call a basso profundo. I mean, he got real, real low. He could hit that low C on the piano keyboard. And I was sitting here thinking as I sang along to the music, getting such a blessing from it that I sound probably like a little boy in pre-puberty trying to sing like his dad. Oh, my goodness. 9 minutes past seven. I am enjoying this on this Sunday. Thank you for worshiping with me. Christine Black, I haven't forgot about you. We've got Jeff and Sherry Easter coming up right after Gold City, and I'm not giving up.
Of God, I'll wear a shining crown someday. Well, I'll keep holding on to that nail-scarred hand. I'm not giving up. No, I'll keep going on. I've been walking through the valley, through this vale. Even if my Lord was near, many times that old tempter, he says, why not turn around? You can't get any farther because you're just losing ground. Oh, but I'm not giving up. Oh, I'm not turning around. By the grace of God, I'll wear a shining crown someday. Well, I'll keep holding on to that nail-scarred hand. I'm not giving up. No, I'll keep going on. Would you mind to tell me there's been something won't let God's children be? See, he has purposed and determined to get right in the way and turn us from the way of life and lead our souls astray. Oh, but I'm not giving up. Oh, I'm not turning around. By the grace of God,
City, 13 minutes past 7, and good evening to you. Thank you so much for tuning in and joining me and worshiping with me on the Gospel Music Buffet. I want to do a big shout-out to Suzanne and Roddy Boston, listening down in Boyd, Texas. And Suzanne certainly has quite a testimony. And the first time that I read what she had been through in her life, it choked me up. But it blessed me at the same time. And she has has conquered so many things and is such an inspiration to me, to Terry, and to all that know her. And when I looked at the title of this song, it made me think of Suzanne and everything she's been through. Also, this song is by Jeff and Sherry Easter. And Christine Black, listening down in Somerset, Kentucky, a big fan, as am I, of Jeff and Sherry Easter. The name of the song is You've Got a Break to Mend.
I guess we've all been there, searching for the reasons why. Every dream is shattered, and there's no hope inside. But when I'm caught in the storms of life, I found one thing is true. If I don't drown in troubled waters, I'll be a better swimmer when I'm through. Cause you gotta break to mend. You gotta lose to know how to win. It's hard to count your blessings if you never start it over again. You're looking from the bottom, and it's looking like the end. It's a perfect time for beginning, but you gotta pray to me. The young man left his father, just walked away from home. Spent all he had on good times, but all his good times were gone. He woke up broken, lonely, remembering a place where a father stands with open arms and a healing hand of grace. Cause you gotta pray to mend. You gotta lose to know how to win. It's hard to count your blessings if you never start it over again. And when you're looking from the bottom, and it's looking like the end, it's a perfect time for beginning. What you gotta pray?
Can't really appreciate all your many blessings and all the good times unless you've been through some bad times, and that makes those blessings just seem so much better, and everything is so much more appreciated. So, you know, the song is extremely true. Hey, I want to do a big shout out to Stephanie Preston, listening down in Clinton, Mississippi. And Stephanie just got home from Bible study, and she says, "I'm here." Well, we're glad you're here, and I hope you get a continued blessing from your Bible study. Segueing right into this gospel music, Stephanie. God bless you. Here's a greater vision for all he's done.
Praise the Lord for all he's done, for all he's done. Gonna lift my hands and praise him for all he's done. I'll try to live my life to please him, even though I don't deserve to live. My life has just begun, and I can't help but praise the Lord.
God for. And if I started now until I died, there'd still be many more. If I could mention only one, I'd have to thank him for his son. Now that's enough to praise the Lord for all he's done. For all he's done.
Stephanie says this is one of her favorite songs, if not her favorite song. Greater Vision for All He's Done. Well, if it is, and let's give God the credit and the glory for leading me and guiding me and directing me as I put together this show. If you guys would see me down here, I can't wait to get down here on a Sunday because I don't go to an organized church. And this is my way of giving God his time on Sunday, on the Lord's Day, and putting together a show. And then I always pray and ask him to lead, guide, and direct me. I know lead, guide, and direct is kind of like a cliche. We've heard it so many times throughout our life, but it is so true. When you ask God to lead you, to guide you, and to direct you in whatever you do, he'll do it if you ask him. And if you make yourself where available and if you make yourself that you're going to listen to him, like sometimes I'll see another song and something, I don't hear an audible voice, by the way, but something just speaks to my heart and says, you need to put that song in there today. Somebody's going to get a blessing out of it. Somebody's going to need it. And I'll put it in there, you know, and I think, well, I'd rather play this one by them or this one. And it just doesn't feel right. So I will come down here and I'll work and I'll work and I'll work on the show. And then I'll come back down again. I'll go upstairs for a while. Then I'll come back down again and work on it some more. And then I'll do a little rearranging, you know. And in between that is a little bit of prayer, a whole lot of prayer sometimes, saying, God, you know, help me to be a blessing. And let these words speak to somebody out there who is listening or who's going to listen or somebody who needs a certain message from a certain song. And if you ever, ever get any sort of blessing out of anything that I do, whether it's secular music or whether it is the Christian music, you got to know that I don't take the credit. I'm just an instrument, and I let God use me. And whenever I think that I can do it better than he can, then I need to quit doing it because I can't. Here's the Lefevre Quartet, and I'll let you lead me, 723. Good evening. God bless you.
I don't want to walk the wrong road. I don't want to go astray. But if I'm gonna follow you, I've got to let you lead the way. Proven you will keep me through the heat and through the cold. I know you can, so here's my hand, sweet Jesus. Take a hold, I'll let you lead me.
Lead me.
Teach me.
Teach me.
Protect me.
Protect me.
Hold and keep me.
Keep me.
lead me on the straight and narrow as I'm making my way home. And if I stumble, pick me up and put me back where I belong. Lord, without you, I would wander down a path that leads nowhere. I can't take one step without your help, Lord Jesus. Hear my prayer. I'll let you lead me,
lead me,
teach me,
teach me,
protect me,
protect me,
Lord, and keep me,
keep me all the way to the gate and straight to the Master's throne.
The path is rocky and the road is steep. I need the Holy Spirit to guide my feet.
So I'll let you lead me, Jesus, all the way.
All my soul.
Kingsman, is that the old ship of Zion? 731, big shout out to Sue Pointer, said I just got home from church and I'm listening now. Well, welcome, Sue Pointer, and God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Here's Kenny Henson, Look to Him.
Bible says, when you've done all you can to stand, just stand. And I know it's hard sometimes to look through these tear-stained eyes and still see the scars in just you keep this in mind when hope seems so hard to find. Surely you've not reached the end when the whole world has let you down. Jesus can still be found.
He can still
if you try. Look to Him. It's so hard to understand, but then you know I know someone that knows it all. His eyes see even that little sparrow fall, yet he can hold back the sea with just one hand. Yet in your heart the only one that knows the heartaches and all the trouble you're in. So when life seems everything but good, remember Him, cause He's the only one that could. If you don't dare look to Him. So
Oh, we lost him too soon. Kenny Henson and Look to Him, 7:36 and good evening. And got about 24 more minutes of good gospel music coming your way. Thank you so much for tuning in. Here's Brian Free and Assurance, All I Know.
Eyes were open now. All I know is I
That's the Gaither Vocal Band and the Love of God. 7:43 and good evening. This young lady, well, she's not that young anymore, but, well, she'll always look like a little girl to me. I have received so many blessings from her music throughout the years, starting back in the 70s, and she certainly has lived her life for Jesus. And this song is called Live for Jesus. It's Evie. Back in the day, we called her Evie Turnquist.
Oh, I want to be remembered as the girl who sang her songs for Jesus Christ, who was willing to lay down her life and do his will no matter what the price. Well, I'm singing for the deaf man who can hear about salvation through my song. And I'm singing
kisses the rose with the morning mist, how much more does he love you and I? If he cares for the lily in the open field and caresses each petal with dew, if he
does he love me and you? If he'll take out the time and turn the desert from its dry, and he'll carve out a river to the sea just to give the little fish one more place he can live. How much more does he love you and me? Has made a place for all that has been. I've been told, oh, I believe that it's true. He's preparing me a place that I cannot comprehend. How much more does he love me and you? How much more than a fragrant rose that he gives life in the spring? Speak just one word to calm the angry wind, and peace be still can calm a rolling sea. Then he can speak, peace be still to the storm that's within. That's how
incredible voice of Rusty Goodman singing lead with the Happy Goodmans and How Much More. Wow, that was powerful. 7:51 and good evening. The first time that I heard this next song, I believe, was back in 1987, and it was done by the McCameys. Now, Live 365, who is my stream provider for our radio station, will frown if you play like the same artist twice within a half an hour, let's say. Okay, well, it's been an hour since we've played the Jason Crabb, and even though the McCameys do a great job, I'll always remember them and identify them with this song. Jason Crabb, I listened to it today and it gave me chills. Here's Jason Crabb and the God on the Mountain.
Life is easy when you're up on the mountain and you've got peace of mind like you've never known. But then things change and you're down in the valley. Listen, don't lose faith, for you're never alone. For the God on the mountain is your God in the valley. When things go wrong, you make them right. And the God
there's still God in the bad time that God of the day. That is me.
Place But in all the twists and turns of life, I'm sure of this one thing, where the road seems so uncertain, my God will go with me. For the longings of my soul, He alone can fill my cup till my spirit overflows from a well of living water. He
That's Karen Peck and New River, and My God Will Always Be Enough. It's 8 o'clock, and I'm going to wrap up the Gospel Buffet for this evening. And I want you to be much in prayer, if you would, for safe travels for Terry. She'll be leaving Tuesday for the state of Washington. She's heading out there to spend a week with her son, daughter-in-law, and this gorgeous, oh, I mean, this is one of the most beautiful little baby girls I've ever seen in my life. Little Sophie. She's going to enjoy Sophie while Angie, her daughter-in-law, has to go to a meeting in Texas. She's going to be there to help out her son, Jim. So be much in prayer for safe travels for Terry to the state of Washington and then back home safely, and that she doesn't get the flu or something else while she's gone. And her mother and I will be here to hold down the fort. And I don't know how many shows I will be able to do this week. But if I do any at all, they will be in the evening. They're going to be without her, so they're not going to be as good. But if you can handle 50% as good, then I'll be with you a few times this week, hopefully in the evening, probably after my mother-in-law goes to bed and I know she's safe and sound. And I'll sneak on down here to the radio studio and hang out with you guys. And you can keep old Lonesome Me company. You know, now the hardest part about segueing out of a gospel show is to find a song that will take me back into the light rock format that streams 24/7 here at Frank and Terry Radio. But I'm going to go out with this secular song and thank each and every one of you for tuning in. I hope you got a blessing. God bless each and every one of you. Hope you have a fantastic week. And going out with this song by Simon and Garfunkel. God bless you, everybody. Good night.
Feeling small. when you're on the street. When evening falls so hard, I will comfort you. I'll take your part. Oh, when darkness comes.
Sail on, silver girl. Sail on.